this is not news in many ways that, you know, people from the Northeast are leaving that area. And yes, high taxes is a huge driver of that. And if you get this Mom Donnie guy in there as mayor, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already said, basically, he's going after the wealthy people. And listen to this stat. This comes from Stephen Moore, and he plays in the economics world quite a bit. New York and New Jersey lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. $140 billion gone.
With a B, that's a lot.
Call it moving van economics. New York and New Jersey are the losers. New analysis from Unleash Prosperity, the latest census and income tax data, finds that these two states have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state not named California.
Right.
So California actually lost more. But from 2015 to 2024, New York has lost 2 million residents.
Wow.
2 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. These New York and New Jersey refugees have mostly relocated to the new powerhouse states, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And these moving vans, they explain why the Southeast is now, for the first time ever, the economically dominant region in the country. And even more problematic for New York and New Jersey is that the movers are taking a lot of personal income and purchasing power with them, as you would imagine, right? From 2012 to 2022, New York has lost $100 billion in income, while New Jersey is down by more than $31 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the income is lost forever, except for the rare cases when some move back. But these income losses accumulate year after year. That money that they would have been spending year after year while living there, residing there, they're gone now. And so is their money. So why are so many people leaving the Northeast? A myriad of reasons. Crime, cost of living, better job opportunities, warmer weather, and yes, to save money on taxes. New York, New Jersey, and California are the three biggest losers in the interstate migration sweepstakes. And they just happen to be the states with the highest state local income tax add-ons. The big winner? States like Florida and Texas that have no income tax at all. There's a warning sign that should be flashing. The place in America with the highest income tax is New York City. Now one of the leading candidates for mayor, Zohran Mamdani, wants to raise the tax on the rich by another 2 percentage points.
Well, that'll help. Yeah. Let's just drive even more people away. You know, where's the line where you can just keep adding and adding and adding taxes as you're losing and losing taxpayers?
Yeah, it takes a lot of motivation to get people to move. In other words,
yes,
because people are usually plugged in. You've got friends and family.
Absolutely.
Those are two big motivators. And your source of your income is usually tied to those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in New York, you have to be making a healthy income or you couldn't afford to live there, number one.
Yeah.
So you're looking at replacing that income with a job somewhere else where the income's not going to be as high. But once they start to look at all the numbers and they break it down, they go, well, you know what? We actually are going to break about even because the cost of living is lower, tax is lower, but we're going to take less of a paycheck. So then what's the factor? Then it comes down to quality of life. Less crime, better weather. It's a no-brainer at that point for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, apparently, more and more like financial, places with financial ties are, you know, moving down south.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, Texas, Tennessee, and Florida seem to be some of the big places where folks are going. I think Texas and Tennessee is where everybody should go.
Yeah.
If you're. Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, get a move.
That'd be
fine.
Great. I think.